As we move into a time of prayer, there are joys and concerns to lift up this morning. First, some joys. Allison Bruin celebrated a birthday this past week, as did Liz Vandenberg. Barb and Don Fratt celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary on September 7th. Twenty-fifth birthdays are celebrated this week by Sydney Moyer and Brendan Gampa. There are also some concerns. We continue to keep Mary Lou Litter in our prayers following a recent fall. We surround Sue Buchler with our prayers of comfort. Bev Fink has asked for prayers for one-month-old Cameron at CHOP. Carol Lures has asked for prayers for her brother-in-law, Joe, who has been hospitalized for an infection in his leg. Dr. Carl Gonshall, brother of Barb Press, passed away yesterday. Please keep in mind also the most recent recipients of prayer shawls and hold them up in your prayers. Donna of Lansdale, Kate of Lansdale, Brian of North Wales, Deb of Germantown, Karen of Spring Valley, California, Ellie of Pottstown, and Beatrice of Ventura, California. Be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, you are the ultimate host or hostess, tending to the needs of all your people at your table, making them comfortable, nourishing them and quenching their thirst, bringing them comfort and attending to their other needs. Also nurturing them, celebrating and spending time with them, just loving them. How we love and praise you for this, especially when we are on the receiving end of your attentions. Remind us, loving God, that we are your instruments here on earth and need to do the same for all our fellow humans without regard to the differences we may have with them. And as you've charged us with the care of this planet and its resources, remind us of our role as nurturer and steward of all your creation and fellow creatures on this orb traveling through space. Loving God, we petition you in a spirit of prayer. We ask that you comfort and bestow your tender ministrations, especially upon those among us who are suffering or struggling today. We lift those up who have left us and joined you at your table in heaven. We remember Dr. Carl Gonshall and lift him up. And we ask that you comfort and bless with your healing presence their families who remain among us. We ask your comfort today also in your healing presence for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and may be in the hospital removed from loved ones. And so we lift up to you today Mary Lou Ritter, Mary Sue Buchler, Cameron, Joe, and our prayer shawl recipients Donna, Kate, Brian, Deb, Karen, Ellie, and Beatrice. Loving God, we thank you for your presence among us and all the many blessings you bestow upon us, including the sustenance and nurturing and care for our bodies, minds, and souls. We thank you for the beauty of your creation and the beauty created by humankind. We thank you for the care and comfort, friendship, and love of our fellow travelers here on Earth. We know, as any good host or hostess, you celebrate life's joys and accomplishments with us, and we thank you. In the spirit of celebration, we lift up Allison and Liz, Barb and Don, and Sydney and Brendan. Loving God, we know you hear all the prayers that are on our hearts and in our minds, that you hear every name we speak or contemplate in prayer. Please hear those names and prayers now as we silently address them to you. Loving God, we thank you for hearing every one of our prayers with love and compassion, and for addressing them with love and compassion in ways compatible with your divine will and grace. We lift all our prayers up to you now. Amen.
As we move into our time of offering this morning, I will remind you that no matter the size of the gift, the act of giving is no small act. I invite us to now join as we sing our doxology together, as we receive this morning's offering, and as we lift it up and dedicate it to God. Gracious God, we place these gifts before you, onto your table, into your hands, knowing it is through your love of us and our love of you that these gifts will be blessed and transformed into whatever it is your people and your world need. Help us to do the work you have called us to do, to be the community you have called us to be. As we invest in this church and in this community, may all the gifts shared this day be used to build a longer table, that all might be invited and find their seat. Amen.
Thank you.
As we go from this place this morning, I invite you to take a moment to greet those around you, share God's love with them, let them know you are glad they are here. Perhaps make your way out to the meditation garden to take a look at the newly homed rocks that are outside and the beautiful flowers. And then as you go out into this world, I invite you to practice your table manners, to set tables wherever you go, not out of a need for control or selfishness or greed, but out of a desire to sit at the table with as many people as we can. And as you go and do that work this day, may you know that God's love, that Christ's peace, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.